Here are today's top stories. Rudy Giuliani went to the talk shows on Sunday and said the elections will surely be rigged in places like Philly and Chicago. What? Really? He cited the long-standing trope, vote early and often, and about dead people voting. Oh, right. That really doesn't apply this year. This, plus Trump calling Chicago a disaster over violence, and really pushing an anti-Windy City narrative for the Republican ticket. This from two New Yorkers. I mean, there's an implicit bias there, guys. New Yorkers hate Chicagoans. I'd pretty much let anyone else in the world rip on Chicago, but Trump and Giuliani, two Midtown doofuses who somehow have tricked the masses that they're for the regular folk and not elite, pretentious, millionaire Manhattan dirtbags? Come on! And this is not political, because we don't consider Hillary Clinton a Chicagoan either. It's bad enough that the next president of the United States is going to be from New York. But seriously, just leave us out of it. We had our 8 years. It's your turn. Don't be so Jay, huh? New Yorkers. Your dumb hot dogs, your non-allies, and your comb-overs. Ugh. Also, you know what? Can I say something, too, on the other side? Stop with the Trump supporters wanting a revolution thread. Just because you interviewed one guy outside the Florida arena doesn't mean that we should all be acting as every supporter is ready to take up arms. I personally agree with my Trump brethren. It's the lazy, crazy, hazy mainstream media. More on the Cubs game later, but it was reported that Dodger first baseman Adrian Gonzalez refused to stay at the Trump Tower while in town this weekend. Obviously, this is for political reasons, but wouldn't it be awesome if Gonzalez was just afraid of heights? He just wanted to stay at the Howard Johnson on LaSalle. That's it. More emails from WikiLeaks, and the Republicans may have something on Clinton. An FBI agent has come forward to say that a member of the State Department reached out with a, quote, quid pro quo offer to get the FBI to declassify some of the Clinton emails, which would mean that she wouldn't be in as much trouble for having classified docs on a private server. I'm already bored reading this. The State Department allegedly offered to get more FBI agents placed around the world in countries they haven't had access to before. Of course, the State Department denies this claim, and no quid pro quo ever happened. So what's it mean? Well, depending on your politics, it either means cover up, or it means witch hunt. Either way, lots of all caps yelling. Speaking of WikiLeaks, founder Julian Assange's internet was apparently cut off by, quote, a state party. Republicans say that Clinton did it. I say Ecuadorian Comcast, right? So don't expect any new leaked emails between 11 and 4 tomorrow. That's when they're going to come out. In weather, anyone want to set up the slip and slide in the front yard? Jeez, what's going on? See if Mario's going to open up Mario's Ice on Taylor Street again? I love July! In sports, the Cubs are in L.A., probably doing a little Disney / Universal Studios, rolling down the Sunset Strip in a Lambo with the cast of Big Bang Theory. Or hopefully just taking batting practice. The Cubs mustered two hits against Kershaw and Jensen last night. Tough to hit, I get it. But the Cubs are batting under 200 as a team. That's not good. Also, the Cubs have scored 75% of their runs in the eighth inning or later this postseason. Wow, that's clutch. But at the same time, you don't want to be counting on that every game. Anyway, the series shifts to L.A. now, so we can't wait to see all the Chicago expats in the old Dodger suites. Newhart, Garland, Bonnie Hunt. It's like a who's who MTV celebrity softball team, right? The Cubs will send Jake Arrieta to the mound tomorrow night against former Cub Rich Hill. I was trying to do the math when I heard Rich Hill was pitching again. I guess it was like only 10 years ago that he sucked it up with the Cubs. But still, didn't Rich Hill quit baseball because he couldn't throw a strike? Wasn't that the story, right? Anyway, I'm liking the Cubs' chances. Actually, I like the Cubs' chances against every single Dodger not named Kershaw. In football news, the Bears found a way to turn a solid effort into a super low point in franchise history. The Bears had a 13-point lead going into the fourth quarter yesterday at home, and the Jaguars, yep, the Jacksonville Jaguars, were able to come back and win 17-16. The Bears now dropped to 1-5. Seems like the Bears do an okay job of coaching, but a terrible job of executing. Or, I don't know, maybe the other way around. Or maybe both. Maybe all. I don't know. Whatever. A friend asked me yesterday what the Bears need to do to get better. My answer? I don't know, dude. Pass the guacamole. The Bears now get two primetime games because apparently everybody loves to beat up on Chicago. This Thursday against the Packers and then Monday Night Football on Halloween against the Vikings. So there's a good chance the Bears will be 1-7 by November. Yay! Let's see, update on weekend sports. If you missed the Hawks, they lost to Nashville and then they won against Nashville. So, Nashville. The Bulls traded Snelly Cat Tony Snell to the Bucks for former Rookie of the Year Michael Carter Williams. I say good trade. Snell never really worked out here and never could figure out his hairstyle. Cornrows or afro, long hair, straight. I just didn't know. Every day was different. And in college football, two Big Ten road games, two wins for the Northwestern Wildcats. They put up 54 points on Michigan State Saturday to get back to 500 on the season. Next up, Indiana. The Illini got a win over Rutgers, and now they head to Michigan next Saturday to take on the number 3 ranked Wolverines. It's Lovey time. And if you're a true Bears fan, you know Lovey's going to get his butt kicked. And finally tonight, Target pulled clown masks from their seasonal Halloween offerings after evil clown sightings have popped up all over the country. When hearing this news, hoodlums were upset, saying, "What? Now I got to go cross town to the Walmart to get my clown mask?" Thanks, Obama. Well, that's the carryout for October 17, 2016. Hey, we made all this chili thinking it was going to be cold, but, chili popsicles for everyone?